Before we're talking about the wicks, now we're talking about the oils. It has to be oil also that gets absorbed well into the wick. And like when we see that a mazik in bezefes, like the shayla, we don't light with tar and not with wax. We'll see soon. We're talking about wax is that you have a bowl of wax and you put a wick inside of it. The bottom line is these are things that do not light well. If it lights well, then it's all right. But Rabbi Shimon asked me to say, "Geffen." It sounds like it's a cotton oil. I'm not sure what type of oil this is. It's cotton. Today I think it's cotton seed oil. It's the same thing below the algae, below the chalif. That was the fat from the tail or the innards of an animal. It's also some type of material, type of gasoline that has a bad smell. And that is a different reason why you don't use that, because you're supposed to have that for a nick Shabbos. If you have a foul smell, you're not going to want to eat it with it. We're a bit sweet, and they should react noides, some type of oil that has a very strong, pungent smell. And we're sharing with Yisabi, and then it's Shabbos and Mechabot. The concern is it smells so good, you're going to want to take a little bit of oil out of the lamp. And the halacha is that if considering putting out the fire, whether you put out the fire or you remove the oil, if I do so, literally you're going to have the time of your life. If it's a type of oil that spritches around and causes a fire, then for sure don't use it. Siv dalit. Afilin osim ad shem inside tishmarim eilu sheinim mshachim tosim mshachim eim lad mikim behem. Another situation, like just like we saw by the wicks, the same thing by the oil. If you have a pot of oil and you add a little bit of olive oil into it, and that causes it to light properly, even so it's exerted not to use it, since we primarily look at it as the pot of oil. But the majority of kosher ones just have a little bit of kosher oil, then since people relate it as a kosher oil, you don't have to be concerned about the fact that there's an amount of kosher oil. If a chaylev hamahuto v'kivik dovim ein madlikim behem, liquefied fats are also, and the same as the fats from the innards of the fish, and also they're not the erech shemar madlikim behem mutar lahadlik behem. This is more lenient. Why? Because that's in the liquefied fats from the fish, because then it lights nicely. So it should be good. Just a rabbanim exera that you may not use in liquefied form, you may use in a more solid form, which is no good. So since it's only exera, and plus that you added olive oil to it, and it lights well. Any other oil other than the ones mentioned before are kosher. So if you use oil or wax and you can't find the right oil, sesame seed oil, coconut oil, whatever you want, as long as it burns well, it's good enough. Mokim shem zayit mitzvina mulcha. This one is shem zayit because it lights very well. So it says that a wax candle is considered less kosher than these other ones. But the Mishnah says that it really all depends on how the light comes. And it says that we have some, if we come up with something new that has a very nice clear light, and that's except for lechatchila, they have this paraffin wax, also like very nice, especially lechatchila. And Yanim also, same size, Kabbalah and everything else. So the Ikadin is telling me it makes a nice light.